Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.
Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Monday. Happy Columbus Day to you. If you are in any way hurt or offended or upset by that, tough. Now, it's interesting to hear the news reporting on the, quote, deep blue suburbs of Philadelphia. As you know, I grew up in Philadelphia. When I grew up, the suburbs of Philadelphia were rock solid red. These were conservative. Now, what's happened over the years is that people like my, like my cousin Nathaniel and his lovely wife and their child, they were good urban homesteaders living in the city of Philadelphia until such time as it came, well, their kid had to go to school. Then all of a sudden, boom, right out to the suburbs. And they took some of their left-wing ideas with them. It's crazy. But I think Donald Trump is resonating with actual working people, real people. You know, one of the guys who gets to see this up close and personal every single day, you'll turn on Fox and Friends, and there's Brian Kilmeade, and he's in some other location that never sleeps. Wednesday, he's going to be here at the Beacon Theater for Politics and Pints Again. He's joining us this afternoon. Brian, thank you for being here.
Jeff, thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
Well, the pleasure is always mine. I know you're excited about Wednesday. Tell me what you're seeing as you are out and about visiting with real people around America.
Well, I think really I'm getting a sense things change over the last 3 weeks. And I think it's really because I think it's the circumstances. I think it's life. I think the immigration is getting worse. I think that even though inflation has slowed, the prices aren't going down. People don't understand that. Well, it's only gone up 2.4%. Well, that's on top of the 9. We need prices to go to the negative for people to go, well, you know, I went shopping. It seems back to the way it was 4 years ago. It's not happening. And then when people say, well, it's getting better, that ticks people off. But I think that her performance is the best selling point for Trump. She's not comfortable with almost any issue. She can't go deep on almost any issue. She can't even go to friendly environments. It's been more detrimental than more abrasive ones. And then you see the story, well, she did 60 Minutes and Trump didn't. Well, you know why she came out somewhat clear on some questions? Because they edited different answers to their questions. So people look at that. You don't need me to say that, Jeff. You don't need you to say that. You don't need Trump to say it. Yeah. People at home go, you know, this is ridiculous. And then you watch Sunday shows. You see how desperate the internals must be just terrible. To see Martha Raddatz, to see Margaret Brennan, to see Kristen Welker just flailing, trying to land a blow on J.D. Vance or Speaker Johnson. It was comical. It was so regressive.
Did you, let me ask you, because you're, what people may or may not know about you, they watch you on Fox and Friends, they read your books, they go, you know, he's a really, really smart guy, which is absolutely correct, but I think what sometimes gets left at the curb with you, Brian, is that you're like a real guy and a regular guy. Did you just sit on your couch like some of us did eating popcorn going, man, hit him again, hit her again, hit him again, get her again?
Yeah, I mean, what I do is, and it's crazy, it used to be the way I was with sports, because when I was doing sports, but now, for the last 20-plus years, I with the Sunday shows, because yeah. I love seeing what everybody else is saying. I have no interest in staying in my bubble. I know what I think, but I'm always open to saying, wow, I got to refine my argument, or I got to open up my mind. So I'm open to it, and I have not been able to open up my mind watching anything on these Sunday shows, because they don't go deep in anything, and they just have an agenda. They just have an agenda. They're not listening.
No.
So I watched every single one of them, including Shannon Bream with Governor Waltz, who's the biggest disastrous pick ever. I mean, you know, you could say Dan Quayle hurt George H.W. Bush, but I think in many ways he was mislabeled. You know, he came in with a lot of experience. But Governor Waltz is an absolute comically bad candidate, and J.D. Vance is so much better than I thought. I know he was going to be good. I just don't appreciate the foreign policy, and some of the things he was saying was kind of, you know, I thought was a little out there, and okay. Maybe most of your audience isn't. I think we've gone over that. But I just think that the way he understands Trump better than Trump understands Trump.
What a great point. Brian Kilmeade is joining us. Of course, you see him all the time on Fox, Fox and Friends. He's writing a book, it seems like, every couple of months. He's going to be here on Wednesday. J.D. Vance is one of those guys who, as you know, a lot of people question Trump after that pick. Well, why would you do that? Why wouldn't you go with, I mean, closer to home, Glenn Youngkin here in Virginia, an amazing human being. But obviously, Trump saw something in Vance that said, you know what? He takes the MAGA mantle and he moves it downfield, right?
Hey, Jeff, it's so much. And you must get this, too, because I know there's a lot of people in your life that don't agree with you.
Yeah.
But it's not up to you to out-yell them. You listen. You take their arguments. You know, I know what you're saying.
Right.
But if you just take a step back and understand that maybe not every apartment's taken over in Aurora, but is three too many? I think so.
These are
brutal gangsters. You know what it means? It doesn't matter to you because it's not your apartment. It's not your $2.5 million mansion, Martha Raddatz.
Right.
So he takes the argument, he listens, and he never, ever breaks. And he just sits there and spars. And what that happens, I think that happens from law school.
Yes.
And I think that happens because you're forced to take every side of every argument. And I also think that a lot of people, he was way to the left, by the way.
Yeah,
and he is somebody that understands what he used to think.
Yeah.
So I think in many ways, I think J.D. Vance has been the MVP of this whole process. And they say, well, he wins arguments, but is he likable? He wins arguments. It's just my car just passed inspection, by the way.
Oh, congratulations, Mazel tov.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah. So it went a little longer than I thought. I apologize. Now I'm back in the car.
No worries.
But what I was trying to say is that he gets these arguments, so he's used to it. And the thing is, if you lose it or you stumble, he's not going to lose or stumble because he goes so deep. Well, Trump would get mad sometimes and go, no, that's not right. But they want to hop on the fact that Trump doesn't – they go, Trump lies. What Trump does, he sells. And what Trump says, he's got the best sneakers in the world. He has the best apartments in the world.
Yep.
He's got the best towers. He's got the best golf courses. Does he? No, probably not. But are they really good? And is he selling? Yes. Did he lie? No. And what J.D. Vance says, do you not get him by now? I get him, and I never used to like him.
Yeah.
So he defines what Trump is saying, because fundamentally, the reason why Trump is selling is because people get him now. They don't need Jeff or Brian to define what Trump is and what he does, because they get it. When he's on stage, he's not saying all Hispanics are bad. He's saying do the border. In the beginning, they said he hates Hispanic people. Now the Hispanic community goes, I get him. I don't need Martha Raddatz or George Stephanopoulos to tell me he's crude and not worthy of the office. I'll make up my mind. I had 4 years with him and 4 years without him. I think that's why 3 weeks ago, if we were doing this call, I'd say, you know what, they're going to sell her, they're going to bubble wrap her, and it might go.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I think that he is just outworking her, out-talking her, and now she's got her flailing. So he's like, show me your physical exam. No, you show me your exam. I didn't ask. Then Kristen Welker says, don't we need to know President Trump's cholesterol level?
Yes, we need his cholesterol. You know, God forbid he has a hamburger and he gets agita. You know, we got to know what's going on. It's craziness.
Can we just say hi? Can we agree hi? Right, let's just say it's hi, okay? I've been watching him eat. He brags about McDonald's. Let's just go with hi. You know, so, and he'll deal with it. But I just don't. I don't get it. It's going to be fun tomorrow night.
Yeah.
And the thing is, you make sure of it. Not everybody on the stage agrees.
No. We have a very, very.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day. Brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.
important DEI hiring policy at WRVA. Guttman will be there, and he's already complaining. I know you're not on these emails. I can tell you, though, he's already complaining about the questions. Why do we have to ask that? We shouldn't ask that. But, you know, you pointed out, we don't need the over-under on Trump's cholesterol. If you're going to bet, take the over, because you put a needle in there, pure melted butter will come out. Now can we move on to fixing the border, right?
I think so. And I talked to Tom Holman today, and he's like, I'm not counting on victories yet, but just put it this way, Brian, I'm ready to go. We know what to do. We know how to do it.
Yep.
We know how we're going to go about it. This is whatever you think of Trump winning or losing. If he does win, there's going to be very little. There's going to be very little learning curve. They're ready to go.
Yeah.
So they've already got the team together, and they're not a group of loyalists. They're a group, they like him,
yeah,
but they're willing to push back on him. This is not possible. This is not going to be legal.
Yep.
They're going to do that. It's not a bunch of sycophants. That's different. That is, that's not what these people are going to be, the cabinet that's going to pass or the advisors that are going to be there. So the one thing that if people are worried about what kind of team he's going to put together, don't worry about it. That's not going to be the issue. I think he's going to have an easier time this time, and he's more popular at 47% is more popular right now than at any point in his political career. And that's after 4 years of on the job,
mm-hmm.
and that's 2 years, really, of trying to get the job back,
yep.
with all the indictments and everything like that. We've never seen anything like this.
No. Now I'm going to, I know you got to go and show everybody your new inspection sticker, which is great. I'm very, very proud of you. I think that's good. That's
a big relief. I know. It's a big relief to the listeners.
I'll bet it is. But... you pointed something out here, and I want you to make a note of it, or I'll make a note of it, because when you write the book about this, and you will, you are so spot on when you say J.D. Vance is the one who helped to define Donald Trump for everybody else, because Donald Trump is not doing anything differently, as you point out. He's still out there. He's saying the same things. He's selling. He's a salesman to his core. Everything is the best. It's bigger. It's better. It's brighter. But J.D. Vance, a guy who didn't like him, said, oh, wait a minute, now I get it. And Vance, God bless him, he is so effective. He's hitting it out of the park every single time he steps to the plate.
I just got to give people credit for stepping to the plate.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure he could have said, listen, he probably has done 15 Sunday shows.
Yeah.
One time he did 4 in one day. He could easily have said to the guys, give me a break. I just did this. I just had a debate. Instead, he goes, okay. Do it. Let's do the Fox News Sunday, and let's do. I think it was Kristen Welker.
Yep.
No, it was Martha Raddatz.
Raddatz. Yeah. ABC. Yeah, right. Because Raddatz was like, well, you know, okay, look, it's a couple of apartment complexes. Meanwhile, I'm going back to Fairfax to the mansion. What do I care? Nobody breaking into my house.
You see it? They put her. I don't think this is necessarily right, but it's social media. It's not my call. She was trending, and I looked at her trending, and they just had a bunch of pictures of her $2.5 million mansion.
Yeah.
And there was no gangsters around there. There were no gangbangers around there. In New York, there's actually the American gangs are shooting the Venezuelan gangs.
Oh.
I'm actually pulling for my gang. I'm pulling for American gangs to win back my streets so we can go back to our own smash and grabs. We don't want foreigners doing it. We do it. Thank you.
There you go. That's it. We don't need to bring people in. I love that. Brian, listen, man, I always appreciate you being here. Drive safely. We're looking forward to seeing you here. You're always you're always the king of the heap on all this, so we do appreciate it. Thank you, man.
No, you rule. You're the man, Jeff. Thanks for having me on.
Thank
appreciate
you, sir.
Appreciate it.
That is Brian Kilmeade. He'll be with us Wednesday at the Beacon Theater in Hopewell, and I'm here to tell you he is spot on, and he probably thinks I'm joking, but he will write a book about this. This is the defining moment for Trump, and it's not Trump defining Trump. It's J.D. Vance defining Trump, and it's brilliant in the way it's being done. Jeff Katz, News Radio WRV.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll off of?
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.